Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 12th of August. Today, we get the release of US July consumer price inflation. The consensus is for a small increase in the rate of inflation as more and more of the April trade taxes start to seep into the consumer's shopping basket. Remember that each 10% tariff equates to around about a 4% consumer price increase. And of course, the majority of the consumer price inflation is made up of services that are far less affected by trade taxes. It will be the details of today's data that will allow economists to start to assess the extent of the trade tax damage to US living standards. To some extent, trade taxes create an absence of disinflation rather than necessarily stronger inflation. US consumers may be less aware of this inflation than they were of the inflation that existed under US President Biden. This is because US President Trump's inflation episode is more focused on durable goods, not high-frequency purchases like food, which are more likely to be domestically produced. People are generally less conscious of price increases for lower frequency purchases. It's also worth reflecting that today's data is of lower quality than the consumer price inflation data that was released just 6 months ago. Former presidential adviser Musk's antics with chainsaws, combined with several years of budget cuts generally, mean that fewer and fewer price points are being used to estimate a more and more complex concept. Of course, this does not mean that political bias is yet coming into the data. It just means that the data is less reliable for other reasons. Of course, many investors do not like inflation and often wish to hedge against it. However, the options for US citizens hedging against inflation are less obvious now. Some people regard gold as an inflation hedge. Leaving aside whether that is remotely true, buyers of physical gold will have seen their spending power slashed by 10% unless trade taxes are reversed in the States. Buying inflation-protected bonds issued by the US government might seem a good idea, until one realizes that the return on these is tied to whatever the Bureau of Labor Statistics says inflation is. While that may have been more or less accurate to date, not only is the quality declining now, but Trump's nominee to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics is likely to raise concerns about the independence of data in the future. If the Bureau of Labor Statistics fiddles the figures, to use a technical term, under a politicized leadership, then bondholders will not, in fact, be protected against actual inflation, only against the inflation of the fantasy world occupied by some politicians. Trump has retreated from the deadline to aggressively tax US consumers of product from China for another 90 days. Higher trade taxes were scheduled to take place today. This retreat was expected by markets, obviously. UK labour market data was somewhat stronger than expected. The three-month payrolls figure was stronger, and there were upward revisions to earlier employment numbers. Real wages continue to grow. That offers support to consumer spending, visible in the British Retail Consortium's retail sales data. Job vacancy numbers declined. This refers to externally advertised vacancies, and the trend to lower vacancy numbers does reflect a shift to a more normal labour market churn post-pandemic. The question is whether that is now extending into a period of reduced willingness to hire new workers. Rising workforce participation rates are something of an offset to that narrative. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.